Ok, alors vous êtes toujours sur Radio Esperanza et toujours dans la série des interviews d'artistes. On reçoit aujourd'hui Michael Kiwanuka. Hello,
Hi, hi.
hi. You're the one of the voice of the revival of the soul music for me.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I see everywhere new soul music, new band that are playing soul music. Mm-hmm. First question. I wonder what was the music that was been playing in the living room of your fathers?
Yeah.
To know where are you coming from musically?
Yeah, well, my parents, you know, didn't really listen to that much music at home. Uh-huh. So the music started to come from me and my brother and school. So uh-huh. my brother in school, so my brother would bring back CDs sometimes and he would listen to hip hop music. And then in school, when I started secondary school, people were into, well, my friends at the time were into like guitar music, kind of like the music that of the time, the rock of the time.
So like grunge music
and like 90s rock and early 2000s rock and roll, indie uh-huh. music. And then there were some friends that were into jazz music. So I started to explore jazz music, like Miles Davis, John Coltrane. Uh-huh. And I really liked jazz music.
It was not at school a shame to be a jazz lover.
I mean, people didn't really get it, you know, uh-huh. and there was a small group of us, but okay. I was never really, people were like, what do you guys, you know, people thought we were weird, but I wasn't really in the cool crew anyway, so I could get away with anything because, uh-huh. you know, we were strange people, kids anyway. So like, I'd be into jazz and listen to that. And I loved it because it was different. And then at the same time, someone else showed me soul music and people like Otis Redding and around the same time, maybe like 14 years old. And then when I heard that, I was like, whoa, this music is amazing. So I started to listen to more, less rock and roll and more jazz and soul, some funk music, and then some of my brother's hip hop. And that's what filled my music as a teenager, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you were also listening to the folk music? Because
your
first album is...
Yeah, folky,
we can hear.
Folk, folk music. I forgot folk was there too. So through the rock and roll, I got really interested in Bob Dylan, Nick Drake, Joni Mitchell and Neil Young. And I love that music as well. And there was a link between, you know, the bands. I'll be into those bands and I'm going to go back to the earlier stuff. Like, where did that come from? So it was quite eclectic. It was like all kinds of music. So soul, jazz, and folk, those three things are like my favorites. Yeah.
Okay. And your African roots
did
play something in that choice because it's more like black music, soul music. I mean, your family come from Uganda?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Uganda.
Uh-huh.
I think it comes out, my African roots come out just naturally through the rhythm, sound of my voice. And you know, even with folk music, you have, you know, I just, through jazz and stuff, I'd listen to like Terry Callier, and he was folk, but he had, you know, like more African sound to his voice and his rhythm, you know, more than like Bob Dylan or Joni Mitchell. They have more of a Western rhythm.
Excuse me. Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, more of a Western rhythm. And then Terry Callier, Richie Havens, you know, even like Bill Withers, they had more of an African rhythm. And I think that came out naturally for me because of my roots. Yeah, without trying, I just could do that rhythm and that sound.
Okay. And your first album was a little bit more folk.
Yeah.
The second one was more funky and soul.
Yeah.
The third one?
Yeah.
It's something new.
Yeah, it'll still continue to progress. I think the third one is complete. Finished my third album. That's coming out in the autumn, about October, and it's with mainly the same producers as the last album, and it's more, you know, there's still soul, there's still some guitar and rock elements, but it's a bit more experimental. And the idea is I wanted to make it even more vivid and even more kind of psychedelic. A bit more of a world in itself, you know. So it's gone even deeper, I think, from where Love and Hate left off.
Okay. Mm. And I saw you work with someone called Tom Mitch.
Yeah.
Is the producer of the new album?
No. I released a single with Tom Mitch, a UK musician, and that was just a collaboration, a standalone single that we did together.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hope to do more stuff with him as a collaboration, but that's not on the album. It's a different sound, yeah.
Mm. Okay. About your lyrics, what do you want to say to the people? What's the meaning, the deep meaning of what you're saying?
Yeah. I think it's different things, like with my first album, Home Again, you know, just my thoughts. You know, Love and Hate was kind of like more about identity and who I was as a person. And this third album, when people hear it, it's kind of more about, you know, taking care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's this idea, I've always had this idea of people always kind of put on clothes to feel good, or put on alter ego to feel good, or give themselves another name, or uh-huh. makeup, whatever it is. I'm kind of more interested in, you know, being true to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And what makes someone unique is what makes someone interesting, rather than trying to fit into the crowd. So that's the message of the third album. But ultimately, my music as a whole, the message of my singing is just is being a human and singing about things that us as humans go through, whether it's love, whether it's like sadness, happiness.
Uh-huh.
It's just to remind people of what being human is about. So I guess that's what I try and sing about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The social topic of this festival is unmask your own privilege.
Yeah.
Do you feel privileged?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel...
Why?
I feel privileged to be... And this is maybe linked to what I was saying about the third album that people haven't heard yet, but will hear. I just feel privileged I'm beginning to feel privileged to be myself, and I feel privileged that my
to have the strength to do what you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And uh-huh. feel privileged that my parents are Ugandan. I feel privileged that they raised me and that I grew up the way I did, and privileged that I can do music.
Uh-huh. That you have a voice.
That I have a voice. A
golden voice. No?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it's a blessing to have that gift. And I'm privileged that, you know, I'm starting my I'm married. I'm starting my family. Yeah, I have a home and just privileged. But I'm also like privileged that there's things I can't do and there's things I'm not good at.
Uh-huh.
Just privileged to be a human being, but just actually what a human being is, not uh-huh. not the idea of being perfect. I feel privileged that that's something now that. I'm trying to understand and get into, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all for...
Nice.
I think you have other rendezvous now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me, yeah.
Really, thank you. No worries. Have a good gig. We will see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.